I know for myself, I'm not too sure about each of you, but this has been a rather full and busy weekend. Just a lot of different things that are going on. Definitely we're celebrating the beautiful feast, as we already said, of the ascension of our Lord into heaven. Also this weekend, yesterday morning, we had 90 second graders receive their first communion here at St. Helens. So the first time at the altar receiving the body and the blood of Christ. I remember my first communion was on June the 1st, 1986. And it was at St. Martin's Catholic Church with Monsignor Frank Miller, the last year that he was there with us, receiving for the first time the spiritual food, the body and the blood of Christ that he feeds us with the sacrifice of his life. Also this weekend, graduations that are going on. I know Southwestern had their graduation yesterday. Maybe some of you, some of your family members, graduated from college. Graduations that are going on and beginning over the next few weeks. Many different events as we celebrate Mother's Day as well, recognizing all moms, as mothers who are here present, mothers who are not here, and especially remembering mothers, grandmothers, and those who have died and gone before us. I know the ascension seems to sometimes be a little out of place, maybe in my own life. Where does the ascension fit in? What is ascension? It sometimes seems to be an afterthought. Definitely the climax and the main focus of Jesus and his ministry was his death and resurrection from the dead, right? But from the beginning, there was a plan that Jesus would come into the world and that he would leave the world. So as the beginning of, as we heard today, it was the conclusion, the Gospel of Mark. The beginning of the Gospel of Mark and all the Gospels starts with Jesus' birth. Jesus takes upon human flesh. He becomes like us in every way except for sin. Definitely our main focal point, again, the death and the resurrection of our Lord as he destroys sin and death. But there's also a time that he ascends back into heaven, goes back where he was before, says that he goes back to his throne of King of heaven and of earth. Jesus ascending so that the Holy Spirit can come as we will celebrate next weekend. I don't know about you, as I was reflecting of Jesus' sense of ascending, I know my own experience, my own life, and maybe many of you have moved from one place to another. Maybe there has been a sense of leaving or moving away. I can remember leaving my last day in College Station as I left to go home after I had graduated. Remember as a sixth grader moving from one house to another house and packing everything up and kind of leaving and seeing the house moving farther away. I mean, the last time I would drive down that street or that particular place, sometimes that separation of moving away. Maybe especially many of you who have lost your mothers, those who have died, maybe you can remember particular moments of your relationship and your time with her. That realization that just because Jesus has left or has ascended back into heaven, we still have with us his memories. We have his life and the stories that are in the Gospels. We have the Holy Spirit that has continued to bring about an understanding of the life and the message of Christ, of his death and his resurrection. And definitely, I'm sure as you will gather today, hopefully you have the opportunity to be with your family or friends today, maybe sharing stories and remember particular stories growing up with your moms, with your grandmothers, maybe with your children, sharing those particular stories. It's always fun. I'll hopefully have the opportunity this evening to get back home and recount particular events. My mother, one of the things that she always wanted for Mother's Day when I was growing up was for me and my sisters to get along. You just get along. We're getting close. We're getting closer. We're getting better. We're at least civil now. Yeah. But it always tended to be the consolation prize, right? Which was breakfast or flowers or doing the dishes or whatnot, so mom could definitely enjoy her day, right? I had a mother that was very giving in her life. She spent a lot of time with us and took very good care of us and teach us many different values. And it was always kind of fun to listen to my mom and us growing up of different stories. And one of them was she always wanted, of course, to build our self-esteem. So, you know, we were racing, you know, she always went slow to let us win, right? If we were playing a particular game, she always, you know, sometimes didn't maybe move the right spaces and whatnot so we could win or we could have accomplishments and things. And then she always would remind us that as we got older, she would run as fast as she could and we would just leave her in the dust. Or we would be playing games with her and we would have no mercy on her, you know. We would, particular stories, particular memories that we are able to have, memories that solidify who we are, our identity, particular memories that remind us of, again, that love and that mercy, and particular memories that help us to remind us of who we are, maybe where we have come from, and also where we are going, right? So our memory, remembering of the life of Jesus Christ and what he did while he walked upon this earth, what he taught to us, what he has given to us. Each time we speak his name, each time that we recount, reflect upon the particular life of Jesus, it says, as I will do the consecration again, do this in memory of me. Each time that we come to Mass, remembering that one sacrifice of Christ on Calvary as he has destroyed sin and death. I hope these particular stories bring meaning to each and every one of you as you recount them. These particular memories of Christ and his life are still alive because of the Holy Spirit that, again, we will speak to next week in Pentecost. How is the Holy Spirit still continuing to bring forth these memories in the life of Christ in your own life? Do you reflect upon them? Do you muse upon them? Do you listen to them? Do you allow them to continue to give meaning and purpose and understanding to your own life as a Christian, as a son and daughter of our Heavenly Father? Just as it says in that gospel, those who speak in my name will be able to cast out demons, will be able to speak other languages, will be able to pick up a serpent and not be hurt, to drink poison and not be killed. Those who do these things in my name. How often do we speak the name of Jesus? How often do we live out the life of Jesus in our own world? As I was thinking about that, usually many times people who speak the name of Jesus, usually it's in vain. Many times the second commandment. How many times do we actually say the name of Jesus in desiring to talk to him or in a relationship or reflecting upon his life? That if we truly were to speak in the name of Jesus, maybe we would speak new languages. Maybe we would actually truly learn to speak the language of love, of sacrifice. Maybe we would truly understand how to speak the language of forgiveness, what it means to forgive and to let go. Maybe we would truly, if we spoke the name of Jesus, truly come to understand what it means to serve and to care for others. This particular language of service. If we truly spoke and lived the life of Jesus, what particular things would change in our lives? Would we notice the change? I know many times I speak about evangelization and we talk about living and sharing the word of Jesus Christ throughout the world. But I sometimes forget, how often do we actually speak the name of Jesus in our own families, with our parents and our children? How much do we speak the name of Jesus with the people whom we care about and whom we love and who are close to us? How often do we speak the name of Jesus with the people whom we spend the majority of our time in our life with? The people who know you, do they know that you know Jesus? Do they know that you are Christian? Do they know that you follow Christ? It is that Jesus ascending into heaven is not per se leaving us, but he is desiring to take us with him. That we too also will recognize that we live in this world, but we are not meant for this world. We are meant to be with him in our home and our place in heaven. So how can we live out our own daily lives of continuing to recognize and to remember and to reflect upon Jesus in his life? So as you go throughout this week, maybe in your prayer time, I would encourage you to reflect. When do you, and to be honest with yourself, how often do you speak the name of Jesus? How often do you do the things in the name of Jesus in your own life? How often do you reflect upon him in his memory of his own life? And just to be honest and real, what might come up, whether it's a lot or a little, don't allow yourself to be judged by that. But how can you desire to maybe more willingly, more intentionally in your own life to speak in the name of Jesus Christ, to remember his life and his love for you? That he has prepared a place for heaven, and where he has gone, he wants us to be with him.